E. Natural capital. Before governments and companies make decisions about development projects that may affect the environment, they usually conduct an analysis based on direct economic costs and benefits. However, some conservationists believe that such calculations underestimate the benefits gained from so-called natural capital. Natural capital refers to assets from nature, such as water, air, land, and wood. According to conservationist Jonathan Hughes, the value of a mangrove forest in Malaysia, for example, is usually based on the amount that the land could be sold for on the open market. Hughes, however, argues that the protection which mangroves offer from hurricanes and tsunamis makes them worth 20 times their market value. Scotland has become the first place to attempt to accurately value its natural capital. The government has brought together public, private, and voluntary organisations to do this. Supporters hope it will lead to sustainable natural resource management practices that will preserve these assets for future generations. Some critics, however, fear that if publicly owned areas such as national parks are given a monetary value, the government will allow such areas to be sold off. Others simply believe that the value of nature can never really be measured in monetary terms.
Questions. Number 19. What does Jonathan Hughes say about mangrove forests? Number 20. Why are some critics opposed to Scotland's initiative?